Neville, episode 9.
No, it's 10, isn't it? I thought this was the double one.
No, I think this is 9. Yeah, it's 9, mate.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
I love how simple counting is becoming a struggle for us. Hashtag post-uni life.
That is. Hashtag post-uni life, yeah.
Hashtag 2K17. Hashtag graduates. Hashtag graduant.
Hashtag square hat.
Did you find it annoying? Oh, by the way, we graduated the other day.
We did a graduation.
Did you find it annoying that they kept on saying graduant?
Yeah, there's so much about that I really didn't like.
The whooping, people hugging the Chancellor.
Yeah. The fisting of the dwarf.
our lecturer fingering your mum. Did you see that message when I sent it to you?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't see it when you sent it to me. I saw it after.
I was trying to make you giggle as we were waiting for the thing. Because we had like a good half an hour wait when we were just sat there.
I was having a good chat to the people around me because I've got friends.
Well, I took the people that were sat next to me. I only had one girl sat next to me and she didn't come in for about half an hour. So I was just sat by myself for ages.
Wasn't there anyone behind you to chat to?
She was chatting to someone else.
Oh, and, what a scum.
Yeah, I know. So, and I was on the front of a row. So I was on the front corner. So I was quite away from everyone.
Oh.
Real sad times. Mad thing, sad thing.
I'm sorry, Benedict.
Yeah. No, thank you. Did you like my outfit the other day? Blue trousers?
Blue trousers were very different. You didn't go for a full suit. You went for blue trousers with a different suit jacket.
Yeah. The Chancellor said she liked my blue trousers.
Did she?
Yeah.
What did she say she liked about them? The blue.
She went, I love your blue trousers. And I went, thanks, Maccababe.
Maccababe.
She was a legend. I have a lot of time for her.
I'm not sure if I do or I don't yet. I couldn't work it out. Okay. Do you know what I mean? There was a bit that was a bit ropey. There's something ropey about her.
The fact that she's Nigerian?
No. I've got a lot of time for the Nigerians.
Fact that she was adopted into a Glaswegian family?
No, got a lot of time for the adopted Glaswegian community.
The fact that she's a poet, and she does know it.
She did know it. She didn't know if she wrote a sonnet or not, though. What's that all about?
Just classic poetry bants.
Yeah. I would have liked to have heard her say the word haiku.
Haiku?
Haiku?
Who's Ku? And why are you saying hi to him?
Hey! It's a local drug dealer.
Oh, is he? Classic Ku.
Haiku.
Does haiku give good value?
maybe. On haggis. And what do Nigerians eat? Don't say it. Don't say nothing, if that's what you're going to say.
There were so many really horrible answers going through my head, and I thought, you know what? I like doing this podcast. I don't want it to stop. So I didn't say them.
I think it's best to just cut it straight after I say haggis there.
Or you can just put a long bleep as I pretend to say all of them.
That'd be good. God.
Right. Did you have a good graduation though? What did you do after the ceremony?
I went dogging.
No, I didn't. Good load this time.
Solid.
Yeah. Good talent.
So, solid again.
Okay. No, what did you actually do?
Well, it was my dad's birthday as well.
Oh, a double celebration?
Double celebration, double whammy. Yeah, so we went for a meal. Then we... What did we do after? Oh, we went to the Frog and Bucket.
Is that a rhyming slang for fuck it?
No, the comedy club.
Oh, nice. Wow. Do your whole family love comedy, or do they just do it as a favour for you?
They like it. I think 50-50. I wouldn't say love it, but they like it, and they enjoy it once in a while going to watch it.
Nice, nice. Where did you go for dinner? Do you want to give a little review, shout out?
No, it wasn't that good, so...
What, do you want to slag them then? TripAdvisor, hashtag.
I wanted to go to that cow place.
CAU?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good.
It is good, isn't it? And they didn't want to go there because there wasn't too much variety.
What, steak and steak?
Yeah, I wanted steak, you see.
And they did not want steak.
No, they did not. The stakes were too high. Sorry.
Wait.
And,
leave it out.
Leave it out.
Leave it out. It's a real episode for bad jokes, isn't it?
Yeah. On,
Just leave me alone.
Oh, bloody hell. Where's this going to go, then? Go on, do you want another one? I'll give you one more for free.
No, I'll leave while I'm ahead.
That one was awful. I thought you was going to come with something good at least, since I gave you one more.
What would you have done?
Not that!
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Rubbish. What was I going to say, Ben?
You've got a real bubbly personality.
What did you do after graduation, Ben?
Yeah, I rushed off quite quickly. I got a few photos of the people I like, and then I ran off into town for afternoon tea.
Well, I didn't even see most people.
I hardly saw anyone.
Like Emma, Jamie.
Howarth? I saw Howarth. I saw Jamie.
Well, I saw them all at a distance.
I didn't see Will.
Their award, but I didn't see them to talk to.
Yeah, I didn't see Will. I had a brief chat with Emma and Jamie.
Yeah, well, yeah, I had the smallest chat with Jamie, but that was it. And then I said hello at a distance to Emma.
Oh, I got a cute little selfie with her. You saw it on my gram, actually.
I think I might have seen it.
I got photos with Emma, kind of like sly selfie, and she just smiled. I got a photo with Connor James, Lee Wilkinson, and Ellie Summers.
Nice.
So, good gang. What are you doing?
I'm just busy. Carry on. Sorry, no, I'm just fixing a little box I broke last night. I can still talk to you.
Okay. So we went in to do that, and then we just had a nice little walk around town, enjoyed ourselves, and then headed back. The way home the next day, we stopped off at what's it called? The place that does, it's like a really famous for making teapots and tea and china and stuff. I will find the name. But yeah, we stopped off at some place that kind of showed that stuff.
Yeah. Nice. Nice one.
Have we got an advertiser this week?
Advertiser this week? yes, we have. And it is... Oh, this is rubbish. Out on the Tash. Sweden's finest moustache wax. That's all I've got, right. Sorry.
What's that a spin-off of? Where have they got that name from?
I don't know. From the heads.
Like, where's the pun meant to be?
Maybe out on the lash, and it's out on the tash, because you use the wax on the tash.
Jesus Christ.
You use the wax, you put it out on the tash.
I use moustache wax, and I wouldn't buy that.
But it's Sweden's finest.
Yeah.
Out on the tash.
What do they use to make their wax?
Jelly babies.
Just the inside bit.
Yeah, obviously. Not the outside.
Just like melt it
you're
down.
Not gonna get like fucking flour all over your tash, are you? Come on.
Just look like you've been snorting loads of cocaine. And what's our saying for this week?
What's our saying? Oh, right. Remember to give Vin Diesel a kiss for me. It's Nabil!
Hey!
Woo, 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 woo.
Music. I woke up and you never guess what happened next. I went to the loo,
yeah.
Really, really hurt, like so much blood.
Yeah.
I had a fucking pigeon beak in my arsehole. Oh, we're back.
Sort of.
Yeah. I'm all over the place this week, mate.
All over?
It's because I'm a graduate.
You're allowed to be all over the place now. That's the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, this bloke. I really graduate. Hate Dr. Chris. He's just a knobhead.
And his health headlines.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It just comes across like a knobhead. And he looks like Barry from Watford.
He does. I just really hate old people, so...
Yeah, exactly. Stinking. Taking up good seats on buses.
Oh, Lee.
Oh, what's that? I think I've got a phone call, Ben.
I think you should pick up.
Okay. Hello?
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 Is that Lee Wilkinson?
Yeah, who's this?
You know who the fuck it is.
You've
been pissing me off, posting photos of me on Instagram, on Twitter, and talking about me on this podcast every single week. It ends today.
But I can see you on the telly right now, Mr. Eamon Holmes.
This is on a 3-minute delay. It's a fucking ad break.
Tape delay.
Dr. Chris chat shit. We have to pre-record his segments. I always tell Dr. Chris, chat shit, get banged.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So what are you doing today, Eamon?
Well, this morning, you little cheeky cunt. And then Ruth, if you know what I mean.
Hey!
Oh, a saucy curvy minx.
Have you done her up the bum?
That's for me to know and you to find out. Yes, yes, I have.
What's Ruth's favourite sex position?
The mullet, just like her hair.
Do you use a mallet when you're in bed with her?
Yeah, a mallet for her mullet.
Mallet the mullet.
Yeah, she loves it. Cheeky little minx. Oh, Ruth, I love your mullet.
Right, Eamon, I think I'd best be letting you go. Thank you for ringing, though.
I'm feeling really drunk. My accent's all over the place.
I can tell.
Oh, this morning, Gino just gave me a bunch of, like, ecstasy.
Ecstasy?
And Ryland gave me acid.
Acid?
Acid!
Is that an Asian dictator?
Acid! Yeah, I know my history, me.
Oh, God.
Channel 5 have commissioned a documentary that I'm going to present called Acid.
Acid.
Very what? Excited. Phil Schofield wouldn't get that sort of shit, would he?
No, wouldn't. The silver-haired fox.
I have silver hair. No one calls me a fox.
Exactly. They call you a bear. That's what they call you. A polar bear.
They can fox off. They can fox the fuck off.
The silver bear. That's what they call you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Especially Rylan, because he loves gay things.
like bears.
He's a twink, I'm a bear.
Really?
Yeah, me and my little bear paws get right round him.
So, are you breaking news that you have orgies at this morning?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe what the people in the hub do.
What do they do? Tell me.
Oh, they just hop around, you know. They have a little feel. They get a little scratch on a nipple.
Scratching of the nipple?
Yeah, why do you think I'm wearing long sleeve shirts?
Well, after what you said you do to Ruth with a mallet, that's quite tame.
We always say our rule of this morning is no face, no hands. Those are the three things you need for this morning. No face, no hands. Everything else, you can go whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
Gino once tattooed the word hot chocolate on my asshole.
Was it so the O from the hot and the O from the chocolate was over your bumhole?
Yeah, precisely. You're very clever, you Lee Wilkinson. You're better than I thought you were.
I don't mess about. Channel 5's also commissioned me for a show.
Oh, what's your show?
Are You Smarter Than Eamon Holmes?
Fuck you, prick.
Alright. Right, Eamon, I best let you go because...
Oh, weather's on now, so yeah, it's time to go. Okay. They got a call. Oh, John in the gallery.
Okay, get back to Johnny the Gallery then. See you later, Eamon.
Kiss, kiss, XX. Am I right? Bye.
Bye. Ben, you'll never guess who just rang me.
Who?
Eamon Holmes.
Friend of the show?
Yes.
Was he very friendly?
No, he was a bit of a twat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He didn't sound too well, to be fair. He sounded like he had a cold and was on a trampoline.
On a trampoline?
Yeah. Did you see last night that Vinnie Jones tweeted a picture of 100 dead foxes?
Yes, I did.
And said, has anyone beat this?
Maybe we should try to beat him. That could be our goal for the podcast.
Maybe we should just beat him up.
Can anyone beat this? No, but I can beat you, mate. Hey.
Beating up Vinnie Jones, we're beating up Vinnie Jones, we're beating up Vinnie Jones.
Can you not talk about him that way? Because he's actually my second cousin once removed.
Bloody Southerners, you're all inbred, aren't you?
Classic Jones. I really, for years though, I wanted to call like my future child that I hadn't had Vincent Jones. And then my mum was like, what? Everyone would just call him Vinny. And I was like, ugh.
Well, I quite like Vinny Jones.
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent to him.
Well, I adore Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch, and Mean Machine.
Of course you love Snatch.
Hey! Lad! Hey! One of the boys!
Is it just me or is Gok Wan really fat now?
He seems to be plonking on the odd pound, but that's because he's making women look gorgeous, so he's, like, not body-shaming them, so he's putting on the weight himself.
This is all he does, though. Okay, so imagine you're an unconfident woman.
That's not hard.
Yeah, okay. So do you want to ask me how I'll help you?
How will you help me?
It's all about the confidence.
Yeah, but no, you could. You know, it might be all about the confidence, but do you know what I mean?
It's all about the confidence.
I don't think. Stop it, Gok Wan.
It's all about the confidence.
Will you just piss off?
No, because it's all about the confidence.
Right, I'm confident that you're a twat.
It's all about the confidence, you get it.
You fucking cockwomble, fuck off.
My name's an anagram of go wank, because it's all about the confidence.
It is. Oh, Professor Green's here.
Hey!
Hey!
Pro Green, rapper turned document dream maker.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What party did Pro Green vote in the election?
SNP?
No, Green, you fuckwit.
Oh, because he's pro-Green.
Pro-Green, so he...
Pro-Green.
Pro-Green, so he'd vote...
Pro-Green, yeah.
Yeah, Green. He lives in Brighton, so it was all for the greater good.
Hey, Lee, which climate change accord...
Don't call me Haley again.
Sorry, that really got me.
Carry on.
Lee, which climate change accord did
I can't hear what you're saying.
Climate change accord did Professor Green sign?
I don't know.
The Paris Accord, because he's a pro-green.
Lovely stuff. Fantastic work.
Hey, Lee.
Oh, God.
What's your favourite colour?
I know what Professor Green's is.
What's Professor Green's favourite colour?
Purple.
Because he's pro-green. great time had by all.
Fantastic banter there. Fantastic. Yeah, well, I've got a job in the radio now, so...
What's your job?
I am going to be...
Oh, listener, I've already know the answer, but for the sake of the podcast, can you tell I did some great acting there where I pretended I didn't know?
You ready?
Yep.
Warren the Radio Rabbit for Mansfield 103.2.
What? Why does Warren like radio?
Because his name rhymes. Well, no, it's not. It's almost alliteration. It's what do you call it when it's alliteration but not... Not alliteration. Like, you say it as it's alliteration. Warren Radio Wabbit. Maybe the Rosses. You say...
just alliteration?
Maybe. Yeah, should we say... Well, no, I was thinking like Jonathan Ross. So... Rosseration. Rosseration? Can we go with Rosseration?
You're going with it, yeah.
Okay, we're going with it. It's Rosseration.
So, for this role that you're going to be playing,
it's going to take a lot out of me.
Have you been doing some method acting?
Oh, yeah.
Just eating carrots and leaves?
Yeah. I've been, I've been on this strict diet. I haven't been on the carrots and leaves yet, but I've found a strict diet where it just makes my poos come out as little balls.
Pellets.
Yeah. So I've been, that was the first thing, because that needs to be in order before I start weaning myself on the carrots and leaves and lettuce and whatever else, bleach.
Mm.
Have you
been doing some character research as well? Who is Roger? Where's he from?
Warren!
Well, you should have gone with Roger. Roger's a way
It's not name. My choice, all right? This is the role, the script that's been put in front of me.
It's the role of a lifetime. This could be your Oscar moment.
Exactly. As a true thespian, I just go... I just rise myself up to the role that is given to me and give it my all. Whether it's called Warren, Roger, or fucking...
Nathaniel.
Sedan.
Where's Warren from, then?
Well, this is one of the choices I've got to make. I presume Mansfield, because it's for Mansfield's radio station. But, I mean, it could be a travelling rabbit. It could have got lost with the circus, or from Watership Down.
What's his motive in life?
He just wants the good people to enjoy the good radio at Mansfield 103.2, the home of great music.
So that's his motive. His only motive in life.
Well, yeah, he's always wanted a pizza named after him, but one step at a time, you know what I mean?
What kind of music does Warren listen to?
Pop. Loves pop. And 80s songs. 80s ballads. Loves a good ballad.
What kind of films is he into?
Oh, what films isn't he into? Go on, name a film. See if Warren likes it.
Hop.
You fucking racist pig. I can't believe you.
Is that the voice that Warren does?
Can you
get into character now and do Warren's voice? So say, okay, I'm going to be a fan, meeting Warren for the first time.
Okay.
Hiya, Warren. You're right, mate.
Hello, Ben.
Are you actually going to do that around little kids?
How are you today, Ben?
No, please don't do that.
That's really nice to meet you. Have you been listening to Mansfield 103.2 a lot?
Sorry, just a sec. Were you watching this morning just then?
Yeah, I was really confused as well.
Sorry, go back into it. Sorry, I was just really like, is Lee watching this? Is this actually happening?
Well, it wasn't that much. He just stood up.
Yeah, but it went on for quite a while, and then the full like team started coming in. It went on for quite a while.
Do you think Ruth was sick? Man walks into a bar! Ouch! That's the sort of jokes Warren does.
Oh, Warren, I love that joke. Have you got any more jokes, Warren?
Oh, yes! But not that I can tell you all the microphones on!
Warren, who's your celebrity crush?
Christian Wiig!
Kristen Wiig?
Yes! From the America!
From the America?
Yes! I really like her in Ghostbusters 3.
Who are you going to call?
Christian Wiig, if I get a number.
How old are you, Warren?
Don't ask a rabbit its age. It's rude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, and we're breaking character now. That's enough.
Yeah, sorry. Well, that was lovely to meet Warren. And Lee, I wish you luck.
Thank you. All the best to you as well, Ben.
Now, Lee, I don't know if you know, but if you've been logging into our Twitter, we've been doing quite well on the old tweets lately.
On the Twitter sphere.
At @neb_eel.
Follow us. Share. Like
us.
Reblog. Tell your friends. Subscribe.
Retweet. No, but we've had two interesting... two things that have gone really, like, got a lot of heat. So one, a photo of us getting our degree, that really went off.
Yeah, the people like us, apparently.
It was a real lock-off.
Yes.
Then the photo of Nicolas Cage in Kazakhstan really just went wild.
Wow. Have you ever been to Kazakhstan?
No, it's actually on my list. I really want to do a tour of the stands.
The stands. You could just go to any football ground for that. sorry, edit that bit out.
I don't get a football joke, so what was the joke there?
It doesn't matter, just edit it out, the whole thing, that was rubbish. Yeah, Nicolas Cage is a nice guy.
Nice guy.
What do you think the context was behind the photo?
He went to go and try their famous mulled wine.
Do you think the suit he was wearing was a gift?
To be fair, like, people are taking the piss out of the suit, but I actually really like it. I would pay a lot of money for that jacket.
Oh, because you're a plum, aren't you?
A plum?
Yeah, you big plum.
Oh, sorry. But our other interesting interaction, guess which famous 90s star we spoke to on Twitter?
Oh, yes! I know this answer. Big, top of the range. This is, like, bigger than Brad Pitt after Fight Club. This is, like, bigger than Freddie Mercury after his death. It's like...
Mr. Blobby. I'm
Mr. Blobby. Good, yes, Mr. Blobby.
Blobby! Yes, Blobby. Blobby.
He's got. There is a song. Blobby. It's not that, but there is a song.
Mr. Blobby, 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 Mr. Blobby, 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 Blob.
Yep, we spoke to Mr. Blobby, which was nice.
And he said Blobby Blob Blob.
Which has changed my life forever. I mean, he just knows exactly what to say to touch everyone in a emotional way, but still get that charming smile that we all love to give him. Do you know what I mean? He's a poet very much of our time.
He's the kind of saviour we need.
Exactly. Exactly. He should have been the new Doctor Who.
Well, they've announced James Bond in 2019, and yep. I'm going to say it here now. Mr. Blobby for James Bond. Blobby blob! Blobby blobby blob! That's what he'll say. And they'll go, oh, Bond, James Bond. Blobby blobby blob!
Oh, shaken not stirred, eh? This man's got class.
That's been Nebule episode 9.
See you later!
Been a fun one. Bye.
Bye.